Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie's a Menor. She's going to play this ride of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Tim?
Oh, we are doing well. We're glad you're playing this round of Trump Tui. We're excited. So go ahead and start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Stephanie.
All right. Here we go. While Jen's leaving the room, we'll wait a second. Producer Stevie is staying in the studio with me. She keeps track of the score. All right, the door is now shut. You know how this game works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. The timer is in place. You need to make sure that you answer within the timed limit. Once you're done with these 5 questions, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, and let her know it's her turn to answer those 5 questions. Once she's done, we're going to see what happens. If you've answered more correctly than Jen, great. We have a limited edition mug and Menor. I love that.
Yay.
If she answers more correctly, then unfortunately, if she's won the game. If there's a tie, we'll go to a tiebreaker. Let's begin with question number 1. So Kylie Jenner has dipped her toe into music with her King Kylie persona on the single Fourth Strike. The track features playful lyrics like one strike, two strike, let me get the mood right. That's pretty good.
Would you like? Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you. What is the name of Kylie Jenner's cosmetics company / brand?
Jenner.
Let's go with question number 2. Browns player David Bell, he's retiring. He's 24 years old and announced on social media that he's retiring after suffering a serious off-field injury that made it unsafe to keep playing football. David Bell, did he play on the offense or did he play on the defense?
Oh, boy. I want to say defense.
Let's go with question number 3. Netflix has announced that Being Eddie, which is a documentary all about legendary comedian Eddie Murphy, is set to hit the streamer on November 12th. Now, Eddie Murphy's most notable voice acting roles include Donkey in the Shrek franchise and this character in Disney's Mulan.
Oh, of course. I never saw Mulan. The dog.
Let's go with the dog. That's all right. We're glad you guessed something. All right. Question number 4. Forget Jen's dragon books. This is the memoir I want to read. Kevin Federline. You're shaking your head.
Why'd you add that line in?
I know. I can't wait for her to.
Went straight to
I know, but I'm going to say it when she's in studio, too. We'll see what she says. So Kevin Federline isn't holding back in his upcoming memoir, You Thought You Knew, saying that his ex-wife, Britney Spears, is, and I quote, racing towards something irreversible, end quote.
Ooh. We need to help Brittany.
Yeah, I know.
How do we do that?
I don't know how we do that. I don't have any idea. My question to you, were they married, obviously Kevin Federline and Britney Spears, over or under 4 years?
Over.
Let's go with question number 5. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, they're making it official. They just announced, and I quote, we are sharing with you that we are engaged, end quote. If you remember, their exes are also dating each other. Now, Amy Robach's ex, his name is Andrew Hsu, played which character way back in the day on Melrose Place? I'm looking for the character's name that Andrew Hsu played on Melrose Place.
Oh, my God. I watched that, and I cannot remember. Of course,
There's the timer. I mean, it was a long time ago. So we'll ask Jen those same five questions coming up in 3.5 minutes. Stephanie's in Menor. She's playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back into the room. Producer Stevie, let Stephanie know how she did.
Stephanie got none.
I know.
No! Stephanie! Oh, man.
I know.
I wanted to see that mug in Menor so bad. You sipping all over 306 and Menor Avenue and 615 and Heisey and everywhere else.
Maybe Jen will get none.
It's true. You never know. We're going to ask her the same five
Then we'd
questions.
Have a tiebreaker.
Oh.
I think.
Thought she was going to be sipping and dripping all over Menor.
Stop that.
Well, you never know because if it's in the car, I'd be just dripping that coffee all over the place.
That's a terrible tagline. Nobody wants to do that.
I did over here earlier on the carpet.
I know. Did you want to?
I didn't mean to.
Right.
But it's very smooth.
It is smooth.
You can't do it on the board.
You can't. No, I'm nowhere near the board. Ray. Oh. I'm nowhere near the board. Ray. Okay, question number one. Kylie Jenner has dipped her toe into music with her King Kylie persona on the single Fourth Strike. The track features playful lyrics like one strike, two strike, let me get the mood right. What is the name of her cosmetics company / brand?
Kylie Cosmetics.
It is. Question number two. Browns player David Bell retiring. He's just 24 years old. And he announced on social media that he's retiring after suffering a serious off-field injury that made it unsafe to keep playing. David Bell.
Don't.
Offense?
I don't know.
Or defense?
Offense.
Yeah, offense. Wide receiver.
Yes.
Question number three. Question number three. Netflix has announced that Being Eddie, the documentary all about legendary comedian Eddie Murphy, is set to hit the streamer on November 12th. Now, Eddie Murphy's most notable voice acting roles include Donkey in the Shrek franchise and this character in Disney's Mulan.
That is Horsey. No?
Mushu.
Oh.
Question number four. Forget Jen's dragon books. This is the memoir.
No.
This. I told him that he could have skipped this line and went straight to the point.
Oh, but he kept it. Yeah. Right.
This is the memoir I want to read.
What?
Kevin Federline.
Yes.
He's not holding back in this upcoming memoir. You thought you knew, saying his ex-wife Britney Spears is racing towards something irreversible. Standing there in the doorway, watching the kiddos.
She was protecting them.
There was the Entertainment Tonight interviewed him yesterday.
Oh,
did you see any of the clips?
Oh
my gosh.
Because I'm obsessed with all of this.
I know.
Okay. All right.
I'm worried.
My question to you, once again, Kevin Federline, Britney Spears. Were they married over or under 4 years?
Over. Under.
Roughly 3 years. So
it's
it was under.
It I was. See. That would be three.
Question number five. You remember TJ Holmes? Amy
sure
Robot.
Do.
They made it official.
Saw that.
They just announced, and I quote, "We are sharing with all of you that we're engaged," end quote. By the way, if you remember, and I almost forgot about this, their exes are also still dating.
Oh, that's right. Oh, they're still together?
They're still dating.
No way!
Okay. Wow. Very excited, Tim is.
Oh, I like that. That was very Yoda.
Thank you.
Very excited, Tim is.
I did not sound like that.
I know you didn't sound like that, but it was just.
Yeah, you did, Stevie.
Yeah.
All right. Amy Robach's ex, Andrew Hsu, played which character on Melrose Place?
Billy!
Darn it!
Are you kidding me?
I'm
that's
so
like one
mad.
Of my favorite shows of
I
all
know.
Time.
I know. I was trying to think. When I wrote
Billy
that
and
question.
And he left with Allison and then remember Brooke and all that. Oh.
When I wrote that question, I'm like, this is either going to be an easy question, one for Jen, or she's going to be super mad that she cannot remember this.
Yeah,
Billy.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, it was Billy.
I didn't know which
fan.
Way to go.
Big fan.
Very well done. Because that was, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah,
final
sorry.
Totals there, Stevie.
Stephanie, none. Jen, three.
I'm sorry,
I'm proud of
Stephanie.
The Billy. I'm proud of that.
Okay, I'll play again.
You know Billy's good. Last name?
Probably Billy. Billy. This is one that's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah. It's Billy Campbell.
No,
I would have known Campbell
Billy
either.
Campbell.
It wouldn't matter.
No. Nope.
Dang it.
All right.
Stephanie, thank you for playing. We appreciate
you
listening to the show. Thank you so much, but you know what you need to say.
I did not trump Tui.
Kira's in Parma. She's going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. You ready to play Trump Tui?
I'm ready.
All right. We are excited to have you play. So go ahead and start the game just by asking Jen to leave the room.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Kira.
All right. As she leaves the room, we will go over the rules. They're very simple. So she's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in the room with me because she's keeping track of the score. So we're going to ask you five questions. There is a timer involved, so you need to make sure that you answer within the timed limit. Once you're done with those five questions, we will play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in, and let her know that it's time for her to answer the same five questions. Where we will reveal your score. Then Jen answers the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. We're excited about that. You get the mug. If Jen answers more correctly, then she's won the game. Ties no longer go to the house. Years ago, they used to go to the house. We now go to a tiebreaker question if it comes down to that. So pretty straightforward.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. TikTok stars Charli and Dixie D'Amelio created Be Happy Snacks under their food lines. The brand is now expanded and is officially available at Costco stores nationwide. What is the name of the nacho cheese flavored tortilla chips that come in a red bag?
Be happy.
All right. Question number two. Send Help is a new twisted survival thriller where a workplace rivalry takes a nosedive. The film is set to star Rachel McAdams and also Dylan O'Brien and hits theaters on January 30th. Our question to you, who is older? Is it Rachel McAdams or is it Dylan O'Brien?
Rachel McAdams.
Question number three. Kylie Jenner has dipped her toe into music with her King Kylie persona on the single Fourth Strike. Who is Kylie Jenner's rapper, ex-boyfriend, and father of her children?
Tyga.
All right, question number four. Lisa Ann Walter is taking her sharp wit from the Abbott Elementary Teacher's Lounge to the comedy stage with her first ever stand-up special. She looked locked in a deal, for Hulu to release a new special next year. What is the character's name that Lisa Ann Walter played in the 1998 film, The Parent Trap?
Jesse.
All right. Question number five. Bachelor Nation is trading heartbreak for home makeovers in HGTV's new series, Bachelor Mansion Takeover. So 12 Bachelor Nation alums will battle for a $100,000 prize. One of the judges is this former contestant on season 23 of The Bachelor, the sixth season of Bachelor in Paradise, and the replacement Bachelorette on season 16 of The Bachelorette. Who is she?
Is it Tayshia?
All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then we're going to ask Jen those same five questions coming up in 4 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue on with this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, as Jen is back into the room. Kira is in Parma answering five questions just a minute ago. Producer Stevie, let her know how she did.
Kira got three.
Ooh.
All right.
Good job.
Very well done. Now Jen has to answer these same five questions. And we begin with question number one. We begin with TikTok stars Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio created Be Happy Snacks under their Food Line brand. The brand has now expanded and is officially available at Costco stores nationwide. What is the name of the nacho cheese flavored tortilla chips that come in a red bag?
Doritos?
Mm.
Oh, I was going to say, look, you did it normal. And then you went ahead and did it non-normal.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Question number two. Send Help is a new twisted survival thriller where a workplace rivalry takes a nosedive. The film is set to star Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien and hits theaters on January 30th. Who's older? Is it Rachel McAdams or is it Dylan O'Brien?
It's Rachel McAdams.
It is Rachel McAdams. As we move to question number three, Kylie Jenner dipping her toe into music with her King Kylie persona on the single Fourth Strike. Who is Kylie Jenner's rapper ex-boyfriend and father of her children?
Oh my God, why can't I think of his name? It's not Tyga, it's the other one. It's,
laughing was so loud you almost didn't hear
it. Oh my God, I was so panicked. I couldn't think.
It is.
Oh my God. Question
number four.
I hate the timer
that
so
was
much.
Pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing. All right, question number four. Lisa Ann Walter is taking her sharp wit from the Albert Elementary Teachers Lounge to a comedy stage with her first ever stand-up special. She locked in a deal for Hulu to release a new special next year, so that's exciting. What was the character's name that Lisa Ann Walter played in the 1998 film The Parent Trap?
It was so funny because people made a big deal about it. It was Lisa Ann because it was like actually her name.
Stevie? No?
Chessie.
Oh, Jesse.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we have a tiebreaker.
Thanks, Stevie. Great. So fun.
Question number five, Bachelor Nation.
Oh, boy.
Is trading heartbreak for a home makeovers in HGTV's new series, Bachelor Mansion Takeover. So 12 Bachelor Nation alums are going to battle for $100,000. One of the judges is this former contestant on season 23 of The Bachelor, the sixth season of Bachelor in Paradise, and the replacement Bachelorette on season 16 of The Bachelorette. Who is she?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Deanna Pappas.
Throwback.
I know. So it came to mind. Or Jillian Harris.
Kira, who was
awesome.
It?
Awesome. Throwback.
And she, who was it?
Kira, who was it?
Tayshia Adams.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That was one of the ones she got correct. So where are we at right now?
We're tied at three.
All right. Tiebreaker time, Jen's favorite. Closest to the actual number without going over, and this is how this works. The timer is involved. Jen's going to write down her answer as you are answering it. Once again, timer involved. It needs to be answered within the time limit by both of you. We're going to go back to question number two. We're going to go back to, well, who is older, Rachel McAdams or Dylan O'Brien? My question is, how old is Rachel McAdams?
Oh,
closest
I don't
to that
know.
Actual number without going over. Here's your timer.
She's 7 years older.
Oh, wait.
I'm looking for her actual age.
Oh, Rachel McAdams?
Age? Yes.
45.
All right.
I wrote down 42.
Her actual age is 46 years old.
Ah! Yay!
Good job, Kira. You did it. You trumped
years
me.
Old.
Thank you.
She doesn't look a day over 29.
She sure doesn't.
No.
That means you're going to get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug that is yours. Also, you're invited into the studio during Redemption Week so Jen can try to get her redemption in mid-November. It's the week of the 17th. Congratulations. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Thank you so much. I'm Kira from Parma, and I trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.